But the true value is that you will walk into this convention and you will understand how your business can be so much better.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Quick Talk Podcast. I'm excited. My name's Josh. You already know that. My job is to deliver relevant value from my brain and our guest's brain directly into your brain, just like the movie The Matrix. That might be a little weird. But anyway, I have Kirk Kempton on the line, and I'm continuing my interviews with all of the people that are speaking at this year's 2016 huge convention in D.C. Kirk is very well known in the industry, super fun to talk to. I can't wait to dive into this. How the heck are you, Kirk?
I'm doing great. How are you, Josh?
I am living the dream down here in sunny Costa Rica. Actually, I'm sweating the dream down here in sunny Costa Rica. But you're in Phoenix, so it's always like 100 there as well, right?
Yeah, we're in the double digits today. It's a real treat.
It's a real treat to be in the high 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell people who you are, a little bit of your background in case someone isn't familiar with you briefly, and how you got into, you know, the window cleaning, pressure cleaning space in general.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got into the window cleaning, pressure washing space when I decided that I did not want to go into retail. I got my degree at ASU for business, and I was ready to start a bike shop, and I explained to my wife how I was going to start this bike shop up, and then ASU gave me this award for the best business plan they'd ever seen. It was so cool. At the graduation, they called me up and they told me how awesome it was. And then one day I was talking, you know, my little girl was only about 2 years old at the time, and she was telling me the days of the week. And she said, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Dad goes away, and then he comes and sees me on Sunday. And the moment she said that, I was just like, my daughter thinks that like she has a divorced set of parents. And I realized that retail was not going to be the world for me. So I ended up, I just told my wife, like, actually it was that day. I said, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do a business that I have to come home when the sun goes down. And I didn't know anything about window cleaning or pressure washing at the time, but I knew that I wanted to, you know, be present for my kids. And now we have four kids. So you know, the old saying, I don't do windows. It just really attracted me to the industry. I learned how to do them. And then I picked up a pressure washer and realized how much better money you could make if you're doing these services. And probably about 2 years into that, I realized, you know, we have got to build some better systems. You know, I love systems, but this industry just doesn't have the tools for me. So I invented ResponsiBid for my bidding system, started closing a lot more jobs. It was working great, shared it with my window cleaning friends. And before I knew it, I sold my window cleaning pressure washing company. And here I am now building software.
Yeah, well, it's a crazy story. And the thing that stands out the most to me, excuse me, is the beginning with your daughter. Because our companies, we don't start them with the intention of, hey, I'm going to start a business so that I can become a slave to it and it will control my life. And then I can not have the money I wanted and not see my family enough and end in divorce and have misery. Like, no one intentionally does that, of course, but it happens so often with small business owners because the stress level, the amount of demands that are placed on us trying to do all these things. And, you know, our businesses are supposed to be built to serve us, right?
Yes, exactly. And you know what the funny thing is that when I started my business and saying, hey, cool, I won't have to work every weekend, I won't have to work on holidays like retail would, I realized pretty early on that as soon as you start blowing your company up, which, you know, within about 6 months, things were way out of control for me, growing so fast. And I realized I'm in the same exact boat I was trying to avoid. And that's when that's really when I got super serious about building systems. When I realized that the exact thing I didn't want to happen was happening.
Well, exactly, because it sneaks up on you. It's funny, when you don't have any jobs, you're stressed out about getting jobs. But then when they come in like a flood, baby, that's almost worse because you're super stressed, you're yelling at your dog, you're stressed out, you don't have any money, but you have lots of invoices and lots of receivables. There's all this stuff that comes with it. And you know, I'm the preacher of systems on this podcast, of course. And what's really cool is ResponsiBid. So you went into the software business and you built a tool for yourself first, which is what I did with Send Jim. And it worked, and then that kind of evolved. I know you sold your company eventually to an out-of-state buyer. You had a nice business at the end. But now you're just full-time working on this bidding system. Can you briefly explain what that is?
Yeah, so I learned in my business pretty early on. That's the kind of cool thing about a business developing from another business is that you understand, you know, I know a lot of software is built by people who just know how to write code and they don't understand the problems. But yeah, I realized pretty early on that the way I was bidding really stunk. I was not closing any jobs, or the jobs I was closing, I was getting hammered on price, nickel and dimed. You know, I'm not a big barterer. I hate bartering, and people would want to like kind of haggle down. And I also realized that I was so busy, I didn't have time to follow up with anybody. So I developed a system that would take haggling pretty much completely out. It would make the jobs actually close at higher prices, you know, more basically selling value and not dollars. I just kind of copycatted what all the researchers were saying in the sales world, and I systematized it. And then I said, well, that's all well and good that these proposals are so nice, but now we need to systematize the follow-up so that we never lose anybody. You know, I've talked to you before about the hole in the bucket, and you put these people into a bucket and they all just fall out the bottom. So we built up a follow-up system, made sure it worked good. And then the SIS software, it just, you either set it up right and it works the right way every time, or you set it up wrong and it works the wrong way every time. But that's the nice thing about systems is that you tweak them to the point where they just do the right thing every single time and you never have to worry anymore.
Yeah, I can relate. And I did use your software product for many years before I sold my company. It works unbelievably well. And I'm assuming at the convention this year, you have a lot of relationships in this industry. You've been asked to do a presentation. Are you going to be talking about, you know, bidding or about other stuff? What's your presentation going to entail?
Yeah, so obviously company culture is something that was really big at Five Star Window Care, my window cleaning company. And so last few times I've been there, I've really spent a lot of time talking about, you know, company culture and employees and stuff. But I got a bunch of people coming back going, Kurt, nobody in the room knows more about bidding than you. Why are you not discussing bidding when you come? And I'm like, well, I didn't want everyone to feel like it's just a big sales pitch. Well, I've kind of had my arm twisted, and I've actually spoken at a couple other events just since then. And I've realized, actually, I do have a lot to share about bidding. There's a lot of things that a lot of people just don't even know is broken in their bidding and their follow-up process that they don't even necessarily need my software for. And so, I went and I've gotten really good feedback on it. And so I'm ready to share a bunch of ninja tricks and a bunch of things that people need to know that they just don't know about one of the most critical parts of their business, which is when they're bringing customers into their family. So setting expectations, creating value propositions, helping people to understand the things that are different about your business. Well, heck, even helping you understand what's different about your business, and then just really pounding that podium and getting people to happily hand over their dollars to be able to have that experience.
Yep, and little bitty businesses so often miss this. And what's cool about the huge convention is if you go sit in a session with Kurt and you take a notepad, you're going to walk away with ridiculous amounts of information that you can apply in your business the next day for free. You go session after session after session with these people who have been there. Kurt's whole world is bidding. He's a super bidding nerd. That's his deal.
It's true.
So you're gonna pass that value along while people can network with their friends and learn from people like you. But my company in Michigan, we would be 2 or 2.5 times higher on our price, and we get the job against maybe a small company who writes a price on the back of a business card or you know, doesn't understand value propositions, how to position their product, how to group packages together, how to talk to people, how to create that perceived value. And that's what gets you fired up. That's what you know about. You got to come here, Kurt, at the convention, talk about this stuff. It's going to help your business.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to put a plug in here for the huge convention. One of the things that I think a lot of people do when they go to a convention for an industry is they expect to go learn a lot of technical, operational stuff. And not to put down the operational stuff, actually. I know there will be some stuff about it. But one thing about the huge convention is it takes you out of the element you're in every day. And it helps you to understand the big picture, the stuff that runs the business. In the E-Myth, they call it an entrepreneurial seizure. Hey, I'm really good at being a technician, so therefore I should start a business. And I think the trap that people fall into is they go to these conventions expecting to become better at the craft, which no doubt they will. On the trade show floor, there's a lot of great tools and a lot of demos and explanations about things. But the true value is that you will walk into this convention and you will understand how your business can be so much better, more profitable, more geared toward your customer satisfaction, which of course is going to pay huge dividends. The technical aspect of your business really only accounts for, I bet you, less than 25% of what your actual business does.
Absolutely. I actually wrote a blog post called The Technical Perfection Deception. And what it's about is, you know, guys love to get together and talk shop. They like to get together and talk about the PSI and the gallons per minute and the pH of the chemical and the thing. And that stuff is fine. But once you like reach a certain level of being competent, like that level of competency, you need to move on. You need to become an executive of your company. You need to understand about sales and marketing and the difference between the two. You need to understand about bidding and pricing and structuring value and all this stuff. If you want to build a business that serves your family, it serves you, you've got to learn this stuff. And you're not going to learn it by playing with your pressure cleaner all day. It's not going to happen. The Huge Convention gives you a unique opportunity to dig into that whole untapped world in the contracting fields like that we're in. All these conventions, they just talk shop the whole time, and you're gonna plateau. Like, you can't build an empire to serve your family by being really knowledgeable on chemicals alone. You have to have the other stuff. So Kurt, in closing, the last question for you, you kind of already answered it, you kind of ruined my last question, my
friend. Oh shoot.
Is why should people come to the Huge Convention? There's a guy in the fence. He doesn't want to spend $200. He's being a cheapskate. He doesn't think it's worth it. What do you say to that guy?
Well, I would say that if you look at ROI, I would beg you to tell me any way you could spend $200 that would bring you more ROI. Because you're not going to walk out of there. People get all tripped up on hundreds of dollars. And you know, response was the same way. People will be like, $100? Why are we talking about $100? We should be talking about thousands of dollars. You're getting concerned about a $200 ticket. What you should be concerned is, how am I going to get $50,000 more business in the next quarter?
Yep.
You know, like, how am I going to do that? Well, this is where you go to do it. And it's the mecca of service businesses that are sharing and divulging the things that actually matter. And you're right. If you can buy a 5 gallon a minute machine, you might be able to add some top line revenue to your business. And it might be even a few hundred or a few thousand dollars, but it will not be the kind of ROI that you're going to get by going to a conference like the Huge Convention.
Absolutely. I could not have said it better myself, Kurt. I look forward to shaking your hand and seeing you again. You've been a friend for a long time. I appreciate our friendship and everything that you do for our industry, Kurt. I will be speaking to you very soon, my friend.
It's always a pleasure. Have a good one.
Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the Huge Convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/quicktalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, the Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training, and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago, and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now. Completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.